You're listening to Round Table. We know that we shouldn't leave our pets at home unattended. We also know we shouldn't leave kids at home unattended. If we combine the two together, disaster might come. Well, what exactly are the reasons to not do this?
Yes. Well, okay, so before... I was referring to, you know, I sometimes feel like a kidult, like you said. And so I feel like, you know, and I love dogs. And, I love to, like, roughhouse with the dogs I used to have. Unfortunately, you know, they've passed away and they're in my memories. And I've loved them so much. They were an integral part of my childhood. But you can understand how kidults, or also just kids and pets, can sometimes get into trouble. I mean, we've all seen those kids, I think, and we've all been those kids when... we're left alone, even just in a room for a minute, and there is a writing object. We decided to do the Mona Lisa on the wall, even though it looks nothing like that. Well, imagine your dog's present, and instead of the wall being the canvas, your dog is the canvas. And you come home and you see what your child thought was the Mona Lisa on your Dalmatian. Or, you know, something like your kid trying to tell you that when they drew on the wall, it was actually... the dog's fault. And there's this meme online where the dog's looking at the kid who's obviously knows he's in trouble. And the meme says, the first picture says the kid is like, oh, the dog did it. And the dog's looking at him like, really, bro? Really?
Poor dog.
But, you know, you can imagine. Kids, often people say before you have a kid, you should have a dog. Because dogs, especially puppies, they can get into trouble. Imagine you put the two together. It's an equation for all kinds of crazy stuff to happen.
Yes, and sometimes it's way too colorful and too unexpected. So the general advice that's given out should be not keep the two together, a pet or
watch, and supervise the kid them.
Yes. And yes, when we look at the facts, is actually, you know, keeping the kid and the dog or pet,
the animal, yeah, pet.
Yes, alone, it's potentially a huge danger that could hurt the kid, as there are lots of kids that get bitten.
Yeah, yeah. I would also say that it depends on what age the child is at. Sometimes if the kid is, let's say, 5 or 6, I think it's okay. If he or she has been with the dog for a long time, it's okay. But the general advice is that don't leave your kids with your pet at the same time alone.
Yes, and I do want to point out that actually kid and pet relationships are very beneficial in many ways. And in fact, kids get a lot of self-esteem. Research has shown that kids that have pets, like dogs, have really good self-esteem. Also, you know, if your kid's learning to read, reading aloud to a non-judgmental companion like a dog makes them more confident readers. Instead of being reluctant, having dogs, you know, petting dogs, these kind of things, it'll make your kid be more less fall into the allergies problems that they might have later, or bad exposures to certain bacteria. Their immune system grows really strong from having dogs. These kind of things. Also, just petting a dog, petting a cat, promotes less stress in your life.
Yeah, and I think growing up with a pet will teach the child how to love
and be responsible.
Yeah,
and those are some important lessons that all of us need to learn in life, and maybe it's better to start early on it. Yes, kids and pets with parents' guidance sounds like a very good thing to do. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Kun. That's it for today. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye, everybody.